Core Resonance is about rehabilitation. One of the things I've learned is that humans have inadvertently lost their position on this planet, as corny as that sounds. And what that means is, if you look at nature, there's an order that everything shares. There's a commonality that everything shares. I call it a governance that everything shares. That governance, I call it innate intelligence. You can call it God. You can call it the cosmos. You can call it source, universal mind. You can call it a lot of things. And that governance drives everything on and off this planet. Well, the problem is the humans have somehow gotten out of sync with it. And getting out of sync with it, we've become quite dysfunctional as a species. Is there anybody out there that thinks that humans have become dysfunctional? So what we've done is we've inadvertently set up artificial entities, corporations, churches, and on, and as artificial entities, they've inadvertently become the leaders on this planet, and as artificial entity leaders, they don't know what the hell they're doing. In fact, they were created for profit, or they were created for certain things, and frankly, that's what corporations in particular do, is being charged with creating profits, they will wreak havoc in the biosphere and on this planet because they have no sense. What sense means is human beings have a nervous system, and a nervous system tells humans the difference between right and wrong. You can feel it. You can always get an answer, the difference between right and wrong, because your nervous system will tell you this. Artificial entities have no nervous system, so they don't know the difference between right and wrong. Here is the foundation of our problem. So, core resonance is about rehabilitation. So let me give you an analogy about how all this works. What I say, what core resonance says, is in the beginning, nervous humans had an intact connection with the cosmos, just like everything else on this planet. They were plugged into this overall governance that everything else shared, and somehow we slipped our collar. Somehow we got out of sync with this connection. And when we get out of sync with this connection, the brain, that's the single biggest part of the nervous system. Now think about it. The brain is where four of your five senses plug directly into. Touch is at the end of your fingertips, but sight is right just outside the brain. Taste is just outside the brain. Smell is just outside the brain. Hearing is just outside the brain. Four of your five senses plug directly into the brain. And so the brain, as a big nodule, if you will, as part of the nervous system, has a capacity to do processing. Well, what happened was once we unplugged from the cosmos and that central governance, the brain converted over and became a processor and got on overload in a hurry. When the brain got on overload, the brain then set up the mind as a repository of automated habitual and reactionary responses to everything. This is where we live as a species. You know, you can see on an individual basis, sometimes it appears that we're not, we're striving not to be, but overall, especially if you look at the whole, we're a very reactionary lot. We react to things. We don't make our way through life, or we do to the degree that we do, but overall, the mind's job is to protect the brain from more information, and so we're reactionary to things. We don't take things in, we more react to them. In fact, I would tell you that the mind, which is the same thing as the ego, is a survival mechanism because we're out of our natural state of connection. When we're in our natural state of connection, we have guidance, and we plug into the overall order. When we don't have that, as individuals, survival is our mechanism, and even going to school for 4 years or 8 years or 12 years and getting our educations and this and that, those are defensive postures against the brain being on overload and not being able to take in information. So what I'm trying to say here is that in our natural state, think of our nervous system like a living antenna system. Think of our nervous system like a throughput mechanism. So what do I mean by throughput mechanism? Think about a rose. admittedly, a rose has what would be called a simple nervous system. And so a rose is a means by which innate intelligence, the universe, if you will, blows through that rose and expresses. Now, a rose has no resistance. Think about it. A rose has no resistance. So innate intelligence flows through it. This order that everything shares flows through it with no distortion. Now, think about a rose. Think about the texture of a petal. I mean, what else on this planet is like the texture of a petal, of a rose? What else? Not much. Now, think about the smell, the fragrance. It's unworldly. It's a good expression, actually. You know, incredible depth to the fragrance of a rose. And what about the color? Almost beyond belief. So what a rose is a living mechanism by which innate intelligence expresses itself, for which the rose has no resistance and innate intelligence expresses itself perfectly. Now, this happens to be true in the entire mineral kingdom, the entirety of the plant kingdom, the entirety of the animal kingdom, with the exception of the humans and what I would say are domesticated animals. So what we have is a system of governance that everything shares. The humans are out of sync with it. As we tried to manually process the world, we got on overload. The mind is basically a guard dog for a brain on overload, and here we sit as a species, frankly, overrunning the planet at a very rapid rate. So if we go back to what I'm talking about, what I like to say is that everything is a subset of God. What does that mean? Everything is a means by which innate intelligence expresses itself. So all of our assumptions about our importance and our past lives and all those kinds of things are really secondary to the idea that everything on this planet, on and off this planet, is a means by which innate intelligence, God, expresses itself. And because the humans are out of sync with that order, we've slipped our collar, we're dysfunctional as hell. It's what core resonance is about. If our nervous system is a throughput mechanism for innate intelligence to express through us, and the brain is on overload, what we have to do is we have to quiet the brain and bring it back into its natural state so that innate intelligence can again flow through us. And that's what core resonance is about. So what I do is I use neurofeedback. Now, I've got 40 years background in meditation. Meditation's great, but it isn't enough. So what we do is we use neurofeedback, and I've got my proprietary gear and stuff I've developed. And what we do is we give the brain exercises, and it's a little bit hard to explain. We give the brain exercises, and the brain, as it does the exercises or attempts to learn how to do the exercises, because it has to learn, the brain gets feedback on the computer screen. So as the brain fires, the electrodes pick up the frequency of the brain, different parts of the brain firing, it's amplified, it goes onto the screen. And as the brain tries to learn how to do something, it can get feedback for what it's trying to learn how to do on the screen. And what we're really doing is we're giving the brain exercises so that the component parts of the brain begin to talk to each other. Because right now we've got a brain on overload and we have a lot of what's called dissonance. Component parts of the brain aren't talking to each other well. And so in giving the brain exercises, the brain begins to become coherent. And as the brain becomes coherent, it starts to quiet down. It starts to become organized. It's kind of like a blueprinted engine, if any of you guys know what that is. When you take an engine apart, you balance and weigh all the parts of the engine, and you clear all the extraneous metal on the crankshafts and all these connecting rods, you put the engine back together, and because it's balanced and polished on the inside, the engine runs better, runs much smoother, runs higher RPM, and does all kinds of things. Well, we're trying to do the same thing with the brain. By giving the brain exercises, we're causing the brain to become internally coherent, to become more coordinated inside, and as it quiets down, three things happen. One, we first have more horsepower. So we become less reactionary initially. And so our reality creating starts to shift a little bit. Second, as the brain has more processing power, more horsepower, it begins to process what it once could not. What is trauma? It's something that the brain can't process at the time, and it stores it for some reason. That's one of the big mysteries to me, is why the brain stores what it can't process. So as we quiet the brain down, give it more horsepower, it begins to process what it once could. And by the way, this is the only way that you're going to clear trauma, whether it's post-traumatic stress, whether it's whatever. And so the third thing that quieting the brain does is it makes this subtle connection with source, with the universal forces, with innate intelligence. This subtle connection becomes evident, and it can be built upon. So as this connection is built upon, I see it as a corridor over my right shoulder, kind of like an Ocotillo cactus, but in a color with just the bones of an Ocotillo cactus. Kind of a burnt orange, gold, rust color. I see it over my right shoulder. And as you build this connection home, first off, the idea of building a connection home causes the mind to relax automatically. Something else is going on. This guard dog mentality is starting to relax. So what we want is for the brain to quiet down, the subtle connection with innate intelligence to be enabled. And as this connection is built, this connection home is built, and as we quiet down and more order comes to our life, there comes a point where what I call innate guidance becomes available. And what happens is innate guidance comes back down through the corridor, comes into your world, and starts processing your world on your behalf. And what this does is this further reduces the load on the brain attempting to manually process the world on its own. And ultimately what it becomes is a means by which we start to mesh with the whole. So what is our goal? Our goal is for humans to get back in sync with our natural state of connection, and as we quiet the brain and innate guidance becomes available, we start to mesh back with the whole. The other way I say this is that core resonance delivers us to presence by quieting the brain and the nervous system. And in presence is found guidance. And in guidance is found a way to deliver us back to the order that everything shares, for which I might add, you get the ride of your life. So what I'm after here is quieting the nervous system, recognizing the nervous system is your actual center, quieting the nervous system so that your nervous system becomes coherent, so that as we become internally coherent, we become resonant with the cosmos. Now there's another idea here. And that is the universe is ever unfolding, and as it unfolds, it's solutions-oriented, and as humans become in sync with this, the universe unfolding, we become a means of delivering solutions into this dimension. So that's what core resonance is. So there's another aspect of core resonance called core resonance colonies. A colony is a group of six individuals who use core resonance training, which is the neurofeedback and the mechanism to quiet the brain and nervous system, and we get a group of six people to become coherent individually working together and as a group. So now what you have is a very powerful mechanism of six nervous systems plugged in together, coherent individually and collectively and resonant with the cosmos in a much, much, much bigger way. And so a colony is a means of delivering solutions into this dimension through becoming quiet and allowing innate intelligence to express through us. Now the principle behind this, or the premise behind this, is premise 5 of the 12 premises of core resonance colonies, which is Maharishi effect. And Maharishi effect says, when we have 1% of a population meditating locally, you'll have coherence and you'll start influencing the whole. In 1993, they did a test with 4,000 meditators, coming into Washington, D.C., which was apparently 1% of the population. And at the height of the test, they knocked down the crime rate. And I'm talking about rape and murder and all these crazy things. They knocked it down 23.5%. So this is a demonstration of how coherence works. And so colonies are like meditation on ultra steroids because they're far more powerful by making the entire nervous system coherent instead of just a part of the brain like meditation does. What we're doing is causing the whole nervous system to be quieted, get a group of six to do it, and it becomes a means by which innate intelligence delivers solutions into this dimension. Very, very, very powerful work. Another component of core resonance colonies is called taproot by core resonance. And what taproot is a very similar thing to a colony, except that we're using it inside an intentional corporation or an intentional organization or an intentional community or some kind of a team, where what we want to do is create this organization going forward, founded in its partnership with innate intelligence first. You see, everything else in nature is plugged into innate intelligence. Everything is in sync with the whole. And so as we create these artificial entities, which, by the way, was our original problem, we created artificial entities, are running on their own, godless, if you will. So taproot by core resonance is infusing innate intelligence into the foundation of any organization, corporation, or other kind of community or group that we want to use to become in back in sync with the whole. So taproot by core resonance is a very powerful idea, and it's easily implemented. It does take conscious people that want to become more conscious, and an organization that wants to be more conscious. So you can see overall the intent of core resonance is rehabilitation. And we have the exponential multiplier, I might add, which is Dr. David Hawkins' work. They have the map of consciousness, which is a scale of 0 to 1,000, 0 to under 200 are the states of apathy, fear, grief, anxiety, rage, up through pride. 700 to 1,000 are the beginning, 700 is the beginning states of enlightenment, up through 1,000. And then, curiously, the break point on this map is 200, which is called courage. So it takes courage to step out of apathy or anxiety or fear or even pride, a pride-driven experience to have more. And so most of us are between courage and the early states of enlightenment in spiritual reason, neutrality, satisfaction, joy, peace, love, and on and on. And what's curious about this map is as you become more conscious, which is the same thing as saying less resistance, as you become less resistant, you become more contributive. So, admittedly, 700 is a really high number on this map of consciousness, i.e. the beginning states of enlightenment, but one person at 700 counteracts the negativity of 70 million people below 200. One person at 600 counteracts the negativity of 10 million people below 200. One person at 500 counteracts the negativity of 750,000 people below 200. So what you find is this is not a 51% of the vote. By becoming more conscious, we become more contributive. And you see, this is what core resonance is about, quieting the nervous system so that the subtle connection with the cosmos can become evident and built on. And, of course, how it's done is by knocking down or reducing our resistance so innate intelligence can flow through us with less distortion. And you see, this is how we turn the planet around. This is about rehabilitation of the planet. Done a single nervous system and groups of nervous systems and the exponential multiplier, and suddenly we have a solution for everything. I invite you to check further into core resonance and what our work is about, and be in touch with us. Give us a call. Thank you.